I've been told there was a picture of AT&T hanging in your locker room all season. Is that right?
That's right. It's just right outside my office in there. You want to see it?
Oh, yeah. Let's see it.
Let's see if I can turn it around here.
Oh, wow. There it is.
Hello, Texas high school football fans. What a 2022 season. This is KP Kelly, the editor-in-chief at TexasHSFootball.com. On behalf of everyone at Texas HS Football, I wanted to thank you for a tremendous season and for your support of our website and our digital media content. And, most importantly, I wanted to thank you for your support of the Texas high school football community and the student-athletes. Thank you. I also wanted to take a moment to ask you to join us in thanking our podcast and state championship games sponsor, Jamar Roofing. Jamar Roofing is the original Texas roofers for over 50 years. They offer fair pricing, expert craftsmanship, and local owners who care since 1970. Visit them at jamarroofing.com or call 512-441-8437. Because of great sponsors like Jamar Roofing and great fans like you, we're able to provide the content that we do. A big thanks to Jamar Roofing, and again, a big thanks to you.
Hey, Texas high school football fans. Welcome to the second episode of the Championship Series podcast. I'm Taylor Ahrens. In this episode, we are talking 2A Division I champions, the Holly High School Bearcats. The Bearcats took on Refurio in the state title game. And let me give you a little backstory here. Refurio had last been in the championship game in 2019, which they won. And Holly was back again for redemption from their loss last year to Shiner. But this time, the Bearcats had no intention of losing, and after a scoreless first quarter, Holly got on the board first with a beautiful run by Austin Compton. And he didn't stop running from there for three scores in the first half alone. In 2021, Austin had to watch the game from the sidelines, so he sure seemed he was making up for lost time for last year not getting to play in Jerry's world. He ended the game with 151 yards and four touchdowns, and being named the offensive MVP was a great way for him to finish out his high school football career before he heads off to college to play at Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls, Texas. Austin told me about how important it was to help his team.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a good day overall?
Yeah, it's pretty boring, but
did you get to rest after your long season?
No, I did not.
No. Are you playing another sport right now?
I'm actually in basketball, and 2 days or 3 days after the state game, I had an All-American game back at the Cowboy Stadium.
Oh, wow.
So and then a day after the All-American game, I had a basketball game. So
okay. Well, the grind never stops.
Nope.
Close to you. And you guys did it when we last talked during playoffs. You felt pretty confident that you were going to help your team back to AT&T. And this time the results would be different. And you spoke it into existence and correct. So congrats. How does it feel to say you're the 2A D1 state champions?
I mean, I was ready for football to kind of come to an end, just kind of take a break. But, you know, seeing videos and it being over and looking back, it's just like, it's still crazy to even soak in, to even think that, you know, we did it for the first time in Holly history. So I don't know. It's still pretty amazing to think back what we did. So
it is amazing. And it was a long season. Your hard work paid off and you were the offensive MVP. So that is amazing as well. And last year you were there, you were just watching from the sidelines. So how were your emotions going into the game this year?
Well, you know, like I said, all season, I kind of had a chip on my shoulder, you know, for myself and as well as for my team. And, you know, I had a rough season last year, and then that got taken away from me and even in my team, you know, because they came short. So I really just, you know, worked real hard and just put everything I had out there. And, you know, I mean, it paid off. So
For sure. It's your senior year, you're a leader, and you talked about putting that chip on your shoulder. And I remember you telling me previously, your coach had talked to you about putting your team on your back, and you did that, scoring first to get your team on the board. How do you think that first score helped your team?
Well, you know, before the games, I'm kind of that guy that hypes everybody up. You know, I always have that speech that gets everybody going, and they're always like, AC, hit the chant, hurry up, let's go. And you know, I kind of get everybody hyped up. So I feel like a lot of our guys feed off my energy. So, you know, putting – it's not just me that gets in the end zone. They help me out. So I feel like we all are just so, you know, tight as teammates, and we kind of feed off each other's energy. So I think that's what really happened.
I like that. Energy creates the atmosphere. And I like how you said that hype-up speech, because you're always seeing videos of the good hype-up speech. It's great that you're able to communicate with your team like that. And watching you run down the field, you could teach a lesson on how to follow your blockers to help you gain yards. So give a shout out to your teammates who block so well for you to allow you to move that ball.
Oh, man, they're great. And you know what I think is crazy is they're actually really young. Mm-hmm. You know, we had two sophomores starting on the offensive line and a junior. And, you know, they did great all season. And I couldn't be more proud of those guys, you know. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been able to do anything I did all season. And I'm going to miss all those young guys. I'm glad they wrote it out for us one last time. So, but they did great. And just being able to trust them and them trust me is just a great connection we have.
That's great to hear. There's so much youth on your team, especially, you know, you're leaving the team with great hands, and you used those guys to block to your advantage with 31 carries, 151 yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns. So that's pretty incredible. And you played your last game as a Bearcat with 4,600 career rushing yards, and you'll be forever part of Holly's football history. So how special is that?
Well, I mean, it's amazing. I came in as a freshman and coach brought me in second day of 2 days and told me I was going to play varsity football. Mm-hmm. And I actually played outside receiver that year in cornerback. So, you know, I've been with Abels for 4 years and he's kind of took me under his wing, and it's been amazing. You know, it went by a little too fast, I would say, but I mean, I guess everyone can say that, but we went out the best way possible. So it's been amazing. And I had a rough sophomore and junior season with injuries, and you know, I went out with a bang on my senior year, and that's all I've ever wanted. So
I like that. Went out with a bang, and you had that storybook ending. And I want to talk about the celebration. How was the whole town after?
Oh, wow. You know, we came back, I think we rolled back into town maybe 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
9 o'clock, maybe even 8. And I've never seen so many people in Holly, America. You know, there's not very many people around here, and the whole town was down the whole middle of the street, just from the stop sign of the store all the way to the back of the town where we turned into our school, just cars blinking their lights, fireworks, just anything you can think of. And it was amazing.
That is so fun. Were people like asking for your autographs and like taking pictures, like the little kids?
Oh yeah. At the end of the game, I knew I had my All-American game, so I couldn't give much away.
Right.
And there was a group of kids, and they asked for my gloves and my towel and stuff. And I was just like, dang, I got to play again. But you know what? I'm going to give them these little kids what I have. So,
that's
so then cool. After we got done, all of us players walked out of the stadium, and all the fans were lined up at the gates and stuff, and the little kids asked for autographs and stuff. So
that is cool. Well, you had the little celebrity moment. That is awesome. And I'm sure it won't stop there. And you sure gave it your all, and you went hard all year long and had that storybook ending to end your high school career. So congrats to you. And one last thing before you go, we're going to have a little fun and get to know your teammates a little bit better. And I'm going to ask you a question, and then you answer which teammate you think would do it best.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So first one is, name that teammate who has the best snacks.
Landon Sakura, who we call Waco.
What kind of snacks does he bring?
He has everything, I swear. He has a little girlfriend that makes him goodie baskets every Friday. So
that's awesome. It's like the Mary Poppins bag that it keeps on coming.
Yep, every Friday.
Every Friday. Something to look forward to, too. Okay, next one. Who is the best singer on the team?
Oh, Caleb Sutton. He's actually, that's what he's pursuing in his future. He, I think he went on American Idol, actually. But he's a pretty good country singer. He's actually dang good.
That's cool. I have found out there's a lot of country singers on these football teams. It's amazing that y'all are not only athletic, but you also are artistic too. So that's cool. That's so awesome. Okay. Your next one is, which teammate takes the longest to get out of the locker room?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll probably say Chandler Myers. He's always slow to get everywhere.
Taking his sweet time.
Yep. Always last one out, last one in.
Uh-huh. I have friends like that. They just move slower. You have to get them going a little bit.
Yep.
Okay. Next one is, which teammate makes you laugh the most?
Hezekiah Parker.
And next one, which teammate can do the best impression of your coach or any of your coaches?
Oh, that's Coach Abels. I would probably say myself. And then O'Shields, I would probably say Hez.
Uh-huh.
Or Kaysen O'Shields, his son.
Oh, that's so funny. Do they have any lines that they always say?
Coach Abels is gosh dang it. And then Coach O'Shields is just screaming one of our names as loud as you can. The whole stands will hear him.
Oh, yeah. Has a loud voice. And yep. Next one, which teammate has the best dance moves?
Hezekiah Parker.
What kind of moves is he doing? Or does he just know how to move to the beat?
He's either hitting the Dougie. He's always doing something.
Love it. Okay, we'll do one more. If you were stuck on a deserted island, which teammate would you want to bring with you?
Landon Sikora.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Austin, for your time, and wish you the best of luck moving forward in your future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Another thorn in Refugio's side all game was Deontay Ramone, who in the second quarter left the Refugio defense in the dust with a 74-yard touchdown run on a receiver screen. He finished the game with 6 catches for 150 yards and 2 scores. He also played a huge role on Holly's defense.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Great. Well, thanks for joining me, Deontay. How's your day been going?
It's been going pretty well. How about you?
It's been pretty good. Can't complain. Are you playing any other sports or taking a break after your long season?
Yes, ma'am. I am playing sports. I'm still playing sports right now.
Nice. What sport are you playing?
I'm playing basketball and starting 7-on-7.
Okay. Wow. So you're staying busy. Did you get any time off after your football season?
I think I got about a week off.
Okay, that's pretty good. We'll take every second you can, for sure. Well, your team, the Holly Bearcats, are the 2A D1 state champions, and this was the first state championship for Holly. How special is that to know you'll always be a part of the school's history with this win?
It's kind of weird a little bit to kind of just take all of that in, just knowing that losing from last year, it was just big on us. None of us really thought that we was going to make it again. Honestly, it was just kind of real deep in our minds that we had to do the process. We had to just go through all over it again, you know, going through 2-a-days, you know, that's a struggle sometimes. Even with injuries, it's kind of rough going through like the season with injuries. Like Kaysen, he broke his leg at one point. It was kind of scary for us. So I think it was just our mentality that just kept us going, especially Austin Compton, a good team captain. He's a great leader. And I feel like him and Will Scott kind of led the team on with their voices, and it just kind of made it big all around.
Yes, definitely a lot of emotions. And I know as the season go on, injuries do occur. So it's really great to hear that everyone is healthy and you were able to make it this far and with a lot of leadership. And like you said, last year, y'all were there and came up short. Do you think that made this win even more special?
Yes, ma'am. It definitely did. Not a lot of people thought, like, as I said, we didn't even think that we was going to make it back. I did once say when we was in the state championship last year, we will be back. And that's what was our mindset for the whole off season, the whole summer, that we wanted to be back, and we made it back and got the job done.
I like that mindset because I always say it starts with a thought and then it turns into action. And then that's when reality happens and y'all made it back. So how were you feeling heading into the game, knowing y'all were undefeated and had been in AT&T before?
Just thinking about it going into the game, confidence. Confidence is a big key for us receivers, including our quarterback, Roddy Hooper. We kind of have a good connection on and off the field, and just all around, just everybody, you know, it's just good to have that communication with each other.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Communication is key. And I like how you said y'all have good connection because that's what makes a successful team. And you play on both sides of the ball, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't get much time to rest.
No, ma'am. No, I do not.
But you don't look tired out there. So does your endurance build up as the season goes on, or do you spend the off season working on your cardio?
Off season, definitely off season. In 2 days, we do a lot of running. So that's great conditioning as well. That's why I'm also in basketball as well, to help me with this conditioning too, because in 2A, you're going to play both sides.
Yeah. I like how you said playing basketball, because that's a lot of running as well. Having that cross training is super great for all sports that you do. And we know you're a powerhouse on offense, and we'll get to that. But let's talk about your defense game. Y'all really did a great job of getting the offense back on the field and forced 4 turnovers. So talk to me about that part of the game.
I think just out of everybody, we were just excited. We really was excited to play the game of football. Like Coach Abels told us, be the most excited people, the most excited team to play football. And I feel like we were just really excited to play the game of football. Just got us all hyped up, all ready to go, and just came out on top.
That makes me smile because when y'all are excited, it makes it more fun anyways, because that's the real reason y'all do it. And then on offense, you were lights out with 150 yards, 6 catches, and 2 touchdowns. Tell me about that.
Confidence, definitely. Just realizing the whole season of what I've been doing, just getting better each and every day of practice. There'll be days where I don't want to be there at practice, but sometimes you have to go through the motions. And as going through the motions, I get better every rep, every snap, you know, just learning new things, new techniques to get better as a wide receiver as well.
That's great. They say that showing up is the hardest part. So I'm glad that you had that consistency. You're a do-it-all star, and you're only a junior, so I'm sure you'll want to be back at AT&T next season. And you're losing some seniors. What other players do you see stepping up next year to help lead your team back?
I see Eli Daniel, Will Scott, Chance Davis, Joseph Cadena, Gavin McElroy, and, of course, Chandler Myers, as you know, another Texas Tech commit. Just a lot of young kids that will have to step up, and knowing that everybody was on the same page last year, I feel like everybody wants to be on the same page again. And once we all are on the same page, it'll go smooth.
I totally agree. Well, congrats on a great season, and we're excited to see y'all, what you do in the fall. And now we're going to have some fun, and we are going to do some rapid fire questions to get to know your teammates a little bit here. Okay. So your first question is, who on the team has the best nickname?
Ooh, best nickname. I think I got to go with Austin. AC, we call him AC.
Okay. All right, that's a pretty good one. Okay, next one. Who is the coolest player on the team with the most swag?
Mark Salazar.
Does he show up to, like, I guess the games all swagged up or school?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, he's every fit that he just puts on is just nice for some reason. He just always got that good fit on him.
I love it. Okay, great. Okay, which is what teammate takes the longest to get ready?
I gotta go with Kenny Moore, Chandler Myers, or me.
You.
Yeah, there'll be some times where, you know, there'll be some times, and yeah, just.
Oh, I agree. I take a long time to get ready, so there is no problem there. Okay, next one. Name the teammate that makes you laugh the most.
That's a hard one. I got to give it to the whole team, honestly. It's not really just one person.
That's a great answer. And okay, next one, a teammate whose parents have the most spirit.
Ooh, the most spirit. I can't really say. I got to give it to all the moms. Actually, I got to give it to all the fans, actually. Because, I mean, without them, we would have been made it that far.
Exactly. Shout out to all the fans in the community. I'm sure you guys definitely made them proud this year. Okay, we'll do two more. Name the teammate you would want to be stuck on a deserted island with you.
A deserted island. Let me think. Probably Caleb Sutton.
Okay. And last one, name the teammate if you put on the mascot uniform would do the best job.
Kenny Moore. Definitely Kenny Moore.
Awesome. Does he have some cool dance moves? You could see him.
He can rock it a little bit.
See, everyone's got a hidden talent. Well, thank you so much, Deontay. Congratulations on a great football season and wish you the best luck in your basketball season.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So we all know for a team to be successful, they must be strong on both sides of the ball. But defense wins games, and Holly's defense did just that and were a huge reason for their team's success, forcing four turnovers in the game. And linebacker Hez Parker was the star of the show for Holly's defense. He forced a fumble on Refurio's open possession, and he blew up another play on 4th-and-1. But his biggest moment of the game came in the second half. With Holly already up 40-13, he took a pick six 50 yards to the house and put the game out of reach and wrapped up defensive MVP. We talked about that big play and more.
As a Kyle Parker, I play linebacker and I go to Holly High School.
Well, thank you for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Do you play any sports right now?
Yes. I used to do powerlifting, but I'll do baseball.
Okay, nice. So did you get any time off after football season?
No, I just went straight to baseball.
Straight to baseball. Y'all are do-it-all athletes. It's pretty impressive. Well, congratulations on being the 2A D1 state champions and the defensive MVP. What an amazing way to end your high school football career. Can you even put that feeling into words?
It's just crazy. Always, like, growing up, seeing older kids and my cousins getting, like, all the cool stuff and just motivated me to go out into my high school career with a bang.
You did it with a bang. I like that. And a lot of good examples to look up to. And you have really made a name for yourself. And prior to the game, how were your nerves going into it?
I was extremely nervous because of how bad we got beat last year. We all wanted to make a statement saying that we are the real deal. And it was cool to be back, but we were nervous.
I'm sure the nerves were sinking in. If you weren't nervous, that means you wouldn't care. So you seemed to be fine out there because you were in beast mode and you always had no intentions on losing. And you had some great plays, including a huge hit on Refugio's QB to force a fumble, another forced fumble on fourth and one, and then a pick six in the third quarter. So can you tell me a little bit more about those plays?
Kind of like watching film, and O'Shields had a great game plan that whole week and just seeing little hints that they were going to do. Like when he came up under center, he would like tense up real bad. So kind of just seeing little things on film and in practice, we just did what we had to do and just put everything that I practiced in the game and just showed at least.
It did show. And it also putting in all that hard work and practice, it really paid off. And I really think that pick six in the third quarter put the game away. So that is so great. You were awesome. And you were a huge example of how defense wins games. So you should be really proud. And it's the end of your high school football career. So besides the state championship game, what is the most special memory or experience?
Honestly, when I went to winter formal this year, because I can't dance that well. The dance partner, she kind of broke me out of my shell and taught me how to dance.
I love that because I'm sure y'all don't do much dancing in the locker room, or do y'all?
We do. It just, I have to kind of stay away from it.
Okay, nice. Well, I'm glad you broke out of your shell, and what an amazing year you had, and it's still got lots of ahead of you in your future. And now we're going to have a little fun. We're going to get to know your teammates a little better, and we're going to ask you some rapid fire questions, and then you'll answer whatever teammate you feel would do the best job. So your first one is, what teammate takes the longest to get out of the locker room?
Deontay Ramon.
Is he like super late or just like a couple minutes late?
Sometimes it's a little late, but sometimes he shows up.
That's hilarious. Okay. Who is the best singer on the team?
Caleb Sutton. He goes and performs at local restaurants and stuff.
Oh, nice. What kind of music does he sing?
Country.
Country. Wow, that's so impressive. Does that on the side. That's super cool.
His nickname is Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. That's a good nickname to have. Next one is, which teammate has the best snacks?
Austin. Always has some type of snack.
Is it always the same, or is he switching up the snacks he's bringing?
It could be like some Doritos one day and then some Funyuns the next day.
Oh, yeah. So that's the best snacks to bring. Like it. Okay. Next one is, whose teammate do you hang out the most?
Casey O'Shields.
Nice. Okay. If a teammate was to put on the mascot uniform, who would do the best job?
Jake McKinney. He's just crazy and funny.
That's awesome. Okay. Next one is, name that teammate if you would want to be stuck on a deserted island with you.
Lucas Moreno. There he is, and he's cool to hang out with.
That's a good thing to have, especially if you're going to be stuck on an island. Okay. And your last one is, teammate who has the best dance moves.
Best dance moves. Mark Salas.
Nice.
He watches a lot of TikTok and he dances really well.
Oh, see, I got to get on that. Like the TikTok moves. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for your time and congratulations on a great season and best of luck in your baseball season.
Thank you.
The 54-28 win for the Holly Bearcats was the first state title championship in school's history, thanks to Coach Mitch Abels and the program he created. Holly is a special place, and his win was not just for him and the team. It was for the whole community. And from the minute they lost in 2021, they had been talking about coming back. And he even showed me the picture hanging up in his locker room that served as a motivation all season long.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Coach Abels, for your time.
You're welcome. No problem.
I'm excited to get to talk to you about your team's 2A D1 state championship and bringing home the state title to Holly for the first time in school's history. Has that sunk in yet?
Still kind of a little bit, I guess. It's still kind of have to pinch myself every once in a while, make sure it's real.
Absolutely. And it's real life. And after coming up short last year, y'all had a perfect season this year. I've been told there was a picture of AT&T hanging in your locker room all season. Is that right?
That's right. It's just right outside my office in there. You want to see it?
Oh, yeah. Let's see it.
Let's see if I can turn it around here.
Oh, wow. There it is. I love that. What a perfect motivator to walk by every day. I bet that sparked a different kind of fire in your team because of last year's loss in 2021. Was there a point in the season where you felt that this year was going to be different?
Well, you know, we had a large group of seniors, and they had that bad taste in their mouth from last year, and they just got it in their minds that they were going to do it. And, you know, we're always going to be as good as our senior leadership, and we had good leadership this year.
Definitely. And leadership is a huge thing because you need to see those examples, what to follow. So let's talk about the game. Your running game was on fire, led by senior Austin Compton, but his success does not come without the help of his entire offense. So let's talk about that group.
Okay. Well, I mean, our offensive line, you know, they've been a work in progress all year, and we felt like we were playing good football up front. We were playing good football towards the end of the year, and it's like we just kind of improved as the playoffs went on. So we were excited for those guys. They were peaking at the right time, and the running game was huge in the state championship.
Exactly. Peaking at the right time. And I love how you said you progressed through the season because that made a huge difference. And on the defensive side of the ball, this game was a perfect example of how defense wins games. As they forced four turnovers and Hez Parker's pick six, they were just spectacular and never let Refugio get anything going. Let's hear about that defense.
Well, I mean, they've been getting after it all year, you know, and it, those guys are, you know, we're kind of undersized a little on our defensive line, and we're kind of set on trying to get in the backfield and make running backs cut before they get a chance to get going. Excuse me. And it just so happened that we timed a couple of blitzes at the right time and caused some turnovers. And, you know, I could see Hez just breaking the line of scrimmage right when the ball snapped, making a big play. And then Chandler Myers had a big interception on a little reverse pass that they had. And, you know, our guys have been in the right place at the right time all year, and they continued that during the state championship.
I like that. Timing is everything. And a state title is a hard thing to win, and you can't do it without the help of your community. So how special was this title for everyone in Holly?
Oh, it was pretty cool. You know, I know there were plenty of more people in the stands than we have in our whole town. So that was kind of cool to see. Just getting the messages from people that we've coached in the past and people that, you know, I didn't even know that lived here in the past, and sending emails and just, you know, real, real proud of the community getting behind the players and coaches this year.
Yeah, it's really exciting when the whole community shows up. And I like how you said there's some people you didn't even know and they were reaching out to you. So it just shows how hard you work and your team works. And perfection is really hard to do. And this 2022 team did it. So congratulations. And you have a lot of star players coming back next year and many others. So how does it feel that you're building such a great program there in Holly?
Oh, you know, it feels good. And it definitely doesn't start or stop with me. You know, I have a great coaching staff here, and we fuss and fight like brothers sometimes, but we all are in the same boat rowing in the same direction. And, you know, and another thing is our kids, you know, our kids are resilient, a lot of two-way guys that could have cashed it in a long time ago, but they just continue to put their head down and grind, and, you know, super proud of the coaches and kids to get it done.
Like that. You all have that in common, hard work and the love of football. So I appreciate your time, and I'll see you in the fall.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and check out TexasHighSchoolFootball.com for lots of updates on Texas High School Football. Also, be sure to follow us on all our social accounts. That's TexasHighSchoolFootball.com. We'll see you next week.